Shit. Another night, and I can't find anything to sink my teeth into. God, this really sucks. And I can't attack my neighbors, otherwise I might draw suspicion to myself. But I'm so hungry. It's been so long since I've been able to grab something. Hey, what the fuck? Watch what... Oh, it's you. Hello. Aren't you the one who lives on my right? Okay, good. Because if you were, I just might have to beat you to death. That neighbor on the right plays the guitar all freaking day long and it just drives me insane. What am I doing in the middle of the night? None of your damn business. Shit. No, I'm not hungry. No, I assure you. Maybe a little bit. Wait, you want to cook something for me? I mean, that would be pretty cool of you to cook for me, but really, there's no need. I'm sure I can find something that's not expired in my fridge. Fine. Do you want to go to my place? All right then, let's go. Well, here we are. Come on in. Don't mind the mess, but if you do see something move, make sure you step on it. I'm kidding. It's just a joke. Don't worry. My kitchen's right over there, and I can see you from the couch, so, you know, feel free to use the knives, pans, whatever you need. If you need any help, just let me know. Oh, and thanks for cooking something for me. No, like, seriously, thank you. I know I didn't thank you before, and I think I was being a bit harsh on you. It's just, I'm not much for interacting with other people. Why did I talk to you? I don't know. I guess because you seem like a good guy. I mean, I've seen you around feeding the stray dogs several times. And you seem like you're pretty polite, and you have a good job. Why do you never see me during the day? Well, I don't really like the daylight. That's all. Do I know how to cook? No, not really. I don't really cook food. I prefer flesh. I mean, not flesh. Tofu. Fresh tofu. How are you doing with the food? It smells really good. Let me see. Oh, come on. Let me see for a sec. Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't mean to distract you. Did you cut yourself? I'm sorry. I just wanted to see what you were cooking. Are you bleeding? Wow, it's such a small wound, but your blood is flowing quite a lot. Oh, sure. Bandages? I think I've got some. Just give me a sec. Yep, I've got a band-aid right here. Come here, let me help you put it on. Shit, your blood just keeps dripping. Hey, you don't mind if I clean your finger before I put the band-aid on, right? No? Great. Just let me... There. Clean. Why with my mouth? Because, well, I think it's better than anything else. My eyes are red? Oh shit. Not now. Control yourself. No. Don't look at me. I'm okay. I'm fine. It'll be better if you go, okay? It doesn't matter if you haven't finished cooking. Please just leave. Seriously, don't worry about it. Please go away. I said get out. Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Forgive me. I left my nails on your face. Shit. It looks pretty ugly. No, don't say that. I hurt your face. I apologize. Forgive me, please. I didn't... You are... You're bleeding from that wound. I'm sorry for what I'm going to do. I'm so sorry. It tastes so good. It's been days since I could taste it. Exquisite and additive. That intense red, it hypnotizes me. Listen to me. I don't think I can contain my hunger. And I think if I keep sucking on your face, I'm gonna end up biting your face and ripping it off. I need you to do something for me. I need you to kiss me. Kiss me so hard that I can't open my mouth and bite. Do it, please. Do it. Oh, shit. Yeah. Like this. Don't let me open my mouth. I don't want to bite you. Like this. Keep it up. He is sucking my tongue and grabbing my waist, pushing me close to him. He is touching me, and I can feel his throbbing cock running against my belly. Okay, enough. I think you calmed my hunger for blood. But with you touching me, I think another hunger began to emerge. If I can't satisfy my blood hunger, at least I can satisfy my other kind of hunger. What do you say? Yes, I'm a vampire. I think that's pretty obvious at this point, but please don't tell anyone, or I will kill you. It's a joke. I can't kill such a good match. Your blood is so good. I think you are perfect for me, babe. And back to what I was saying. I could feel your cock through that fabric. What if we keep going? Yes. I'm gonna take off my hoodie and shorts. I want you to see me completely. Ah, much more comfortable. Do you like my pale skin? My hair is pretty. Shit, man. I'm showing you my breasts and you compliment my hair? You're such a dick. People think I'm a man. I wear a hoodie so nobody sees my eyes and I only go out at night. But you will be able to see all of me. Now, I want to see all of you too. I'm gonna drop your pants, okay? Damn! So you kept this in those pants? It looks so good. I'm starting to salivate. But better not. I don't want to bite you by accident. Let me get comfortable like this. And now I gotta move my hips like this. You know, when vampires attack people, we do it by surprise and take a little of their blood without any witnesses. But if we want to do it with someone we like, We do it slowly, gently, and we get quite horny by taking their blood. That's right. I quite like you. I remember seeing you and thinking how great it would be to suck your blood and your cock. Yes, you are so hot. Your blood is boiling, isn't it? Your flushed cheeks and your throbbing cock tell me how horny I can make you. Moan for me. Come on. I want to hear those whimpers. I want to hear just how good I make you feel. Watch your teeth. I know you wouldn't mind a little bite, but I do. I don't want to hurt you. Look how wet I am for you. I need you. I want you so deep that I can feel you in my throat. I'm gonna put my panties on the side, and I want you to push all the way, okay? I like it that way. Grab my hips. Do it fast. Shit. Every time I kiss you, I want to bite your tongue. Oh, just keep going. Touch my breasts. Oh, get me closer to you. Oh, I like it that way. I love it. Bite me. Please, bite me. Bite me before I bite you and tear that meat from you. I'd rather you bite me. Oh, please do it. Please bite me. Oh, yes. Oh, leave a scar that reminds me of this night. Red eyes? What the fuck does it matter? Just keep fucking me. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. I want to be like this with you until tomorrow. Your cock feels so good the way it slides deeper inside of me. You have a little blood on your face. I love your blood. I want it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every day. Oh, forever. You dare stop. Oh, fuck me, baby. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I'm getting so close. Babe, oh, sorry I couldn't come with you. Oh, do you want to come on my face? Oh, sure. Oh, I'm going to bend over. Do you want me to jerk you off? Oh, shit. Oh, can you hold my head so I don't instinctively bite you? Oh, thank you. You look so appetizing. You were moving your hips a lot. Do you want to come? Oh, do you want to come on my pale face and paint me in white? Oh, yeah, do it, babe. I want your cum all over me. I want you to splatter your sticky seed onto me. Do it. Do it. Come. Come for me. Come on my face. Come. Oh, yeah. Come on me. Oh, fuck. There's so much sperm. Oh, no. It's dripping on the floor. When I said to paint me with white, I didn't mean it seriously. It's got on my hair, on my tits, and on my stomach. Oh, fuck, babe. It's gross. Yes, I'm loving it. Yes, I'm kidding. I love it. It doesn't taste as good as your blood, but it is pretty tasty. With the amount of blood that I drank from your wounds, and the good fuck that you gave me, I can sleep well for another couple of days. Sorry for the bites and the scratch. I couldn't control my instincts, but you stayed and helped me. I would like it if you would visit me again.
And if you want, you can stay here and sleep with me tonight, if that's okay with you.
No? Okay. I totally get it. I'm so sorry. I just...
You fucking tease. Come here.
You really got me there. I really thought you were going to abandon me. I really don't want this to be a one-night stand.
So... what about we go to the bathroom, clean ourselves up from this mess that we made, and you spoon me?
Nope. It's my apartment, and I get to be the little spoon.